On this Tuesday, August 1st, another couple guests in studio. We have Lisa and Amanda with the Visitors Bureau in this morning. Good morning. How are you guys today?
Super.
Good to have you in. We're talking tourism here, and I know you guys got an event coming up in September here just around the corner. Is this the second, third?
Will be the second annual National Avocado Launching Championship.
Yeah, yeah. Take us back to when this started, when you got the first one, and how that came about. I know we've talked about that before. But
yes, we have.
Because that's an interesting...
It is very...
Not sure a lot of people even knew that existed.
No. You know, it's our job to kind of come up with creative things to do, you know, to bring people into the North Platte Lincoln County area.
Yeah.
And we have an extremely creative marketing agency that works with us. They like to think extremely out of the box. So they come up with this National Avocado Launching Championship about a year prior to last year. We worked on it. I think it was a COVID thing.
Was there ever one before this?
No.
I mean, they developed this idea.
This is, yes.
And did they develop this just for you guys then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
There's a National Wife Hauling Championship. So why not do a National Avocado Launching Championship?
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
So, you know, why not in Nebraska? You don't think of avocados in Nebraska, and you don't. So that's why we did it. We also come up with an extremely unique place to do it. Back in 2019, we hosted a state tourism conference, and we took a lot of our guests, out-of-town guests, to the floor of the Wild West Arena.
Mm-hmm.
And they were extremely impressed and in awe of being in the floor, which, you know, I grew up in the ranch life. I grew up in the cow poo and all that. So it was like not a big deal to me, but everybody else thought that was so cool to be out there in the midst of all that. So this is where we are doing the National Avocado Launching Championship, is in the Wild West Arena.
That's right. So second annual, Amanda, gets going in September, right?
Yes, September 9th is the day. So we have registration open now, and it closes on August 25th. It's $150 for teams of up to 3 people. You have to be 18 or older to compete, but you get to create your own device. So you can bring anything from a water balloon launcher, or we had people last year with trebuchets and catapults and lots of different ideas.
Arrow launching crossbow things.
Yes, get your thinking cap on.
Creative.
And it had to be, because there was not like there was a whole lot to draw on from past avocado launching championships. So, you know, they kind of had to. I'm sure there's been some other things that they could compare, some launching. And where did these people come from that competed last year?
All over. Cody, Nebraska. There were several from Omaha. The German, what are they called? The German guys from Omaha. They're part of a German club, and they were in costume. They had their German costume, German beer, and they, what were they cackling when they launched?
I don't know.
Some type of, yodeling.
They were having a lot of fun.
They had a lot of fun. Extremely huge amount of fun. There was a lot from Lincoln as well.
Okay.
Sydney, Nebraska, so all over.
Very good. And I mean, obviously, this is something you can market kind of to the whole country, too.
Right, yes. We actually had a group... registered from Indiana last year too, but they had a conflict when it came down to being here that weekend. But yeah, it's something we market in the whole region of Nebraska.
Talking with Lisa and here and Amanda from the Visitors Bureau, the Avocado Launching Championships are coming up September, you said 9th?
Yes.
Okay, so get your teams. Is there a deadline to enter those in by? Or?
Yes, August 25th is the deadline, and we have a website, avocadolaunching.com, where you can get all of the information and you can register.
And you guys, I assume, provide the avocados?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes. So we have a test day for those registered teams on Friday, and you have to bring your own on Friday. But Saturday for the competition, we will provide them.
Okay. And is it a distance? Is it an accuracy competition?
You earn points.
You earn points.
It's kind of accuracy.
Okay.
Because we use cattle tanks.
Let's say, what's the target? Okay.
Yeah, we use cattle. There's 10, correct?
Yes. There are 10 cattle tanks, so our field, your target zone is going to be about a 60-foot diameter, okay, and it's roped off. And within that, we have 10 different sizes of cattle tanks flipped upside down. They are angled on a hay bale. Each of them has a different point value. Each tank is also wrapped with a rope. So if you hit the tank, you get the tank's value. If you get right beside the tank within that roped off area, you get 10 points. If you get within the big diameter, you get 5 points.
Think like skee ball, I guess.
Yes, exactly.
Very much. Yes, yes.
It's very much adult skee ball, too.
Yes, for sure.
Very good. All right.
So what's that distance? 250 feet?
How far
feet?
Are we going here?
Yes, so it is 170 to the front of the diameter, and then it's 230, so the whole circle is 60-foot diameter. So
very good, very good. The Avocado Launching Championships, I mean, as far as you know, though, there's not another one of these anywhere in the world?
No, there is not another one in the world. You know, we want to be unique and one of a kind. There's lots of those here in the county, and we created a unique event as well.
Very good, very good. Where do the avocados come from? California?
Probably.
I don't know where avocados are grown, to be honest with you. But
Cashway.
Very good, very good.
Original.
Buy local. Hey, that's what we wanted to hear.
I don't know.
That's what we wanted to hear. Well, probably not locally grown, I assume, but, you know, at least locally distributed. Well, anything else you guys want to touch on here this morning?
No, we really encourage the locals to get involved, too. We had quite a few local teams last year, and right now we're kind of reaching out to some local businesses to challenge other businesses. So yeah, we're expecting to see a Husker radio team challenge another radio station.
Now, is it? There you go. Can we shoot them? No, I'm just kidding. We're not going to shoot.
You can't shoot them at each other, but you could shoot at the same kind of, you know, head to head.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we go against two against two, so.
And there's money involved in this. We didn't talk about the prizes.
Yes.
We did not.
No, we did not. So the four remaining teams throughout the competition will earn cash prizes. So the top prize is $3,500.
Yeah, this is a good chunk of change.
Yes, yes. Runner-up is $2,000, and then those other two of the four remaining will get $750 each team.
Very good. And that's cash, not like in avocados or anything.
Correct, yes. And there's also a costume contest where you can win $100.
Awesome. All right. September 9th, it goes down again at the Wild West Arena. Deadline to enter August 25th.
Yes.
Okay, avocadolaunching.com for all the details.
That's correct. Right.
Very good. Anything else you want to mention this morning?
I don't think so.
No, that's good.
Well, thank you guys for coming in. Thanks for your hard work promoting our area, and looking forward to the championships coming up. And the reigning champ, are they?
They're registered.
They're registered.
They are out smack talking and saying how good they're.
where are they from?
North Platte.
Oh, very good. Got a local winner. All right. That's awesome. So, well, looking forward to seeing who wins this year again, September. September 9th. That'll be, it feels weird to say September, but it's going to be here before we know it. Yes. So thank you guys for coming in. Appreciate your time.
Yep. Thank you.